It's definitely definitely cold out there, Colin. How are you? How have you been?
I'm doing pretty good. How you been? It's actually 60 degrees right now, so it's no different than being on a cruise and it raining. It's just a different location.
You know, you just showed me before the show that panorama, and that reminded me a lot when I lived in Alabama and also Virginia. It's just nature. And yes, and that cold weather, you just can wear a hoodie or wear a sweater and you're just walking, and you have like 10,000 steps already done like that.
Yes. And I can probably show you guys again. Let's see. It is definitely not the prettiest day in East Tennessee, but you know, it's an exciting day. Who wants to be cooped up inside? I'm under a beautiful, well-engineered pavilion, and it's 60 degrees and raining, so I'm okay with it. Health show today, and this is what we're going to do.
Yes, Colin brought it up. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about health goals, and also some health history. And Colin, you mentioned last time that you want to talk about your health situation.
Yes, this is pretty personal, and I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me, but I do want to let the world know, because this is 2023. You would think it would be a simple problem, but anyways, to get right into it, I have a nodule that's almost an inch on each side of my thyroid glands, and nodules are like fluid filled lumps that if they get too big, they can block your airway. And the doctor told me that my thyroid is only operating at 50%. And because I told him, I was like, why am I tired? Why am I experiencing brain fog? And they're like, your thyroid's not working right. Anyways, 10 doctor visits and 2 ER visits later, they figure that out. It's like, did I really have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to just be told that? Anyways, so we're still going through the process on what to do. The go-to standard medicine is called Synthroid, or the operant is levothyroxine. I think I pronounced that right. And that is supposed to help your T3 and T4 levels get back to normal after a certain period of time. I have not experienced that it's helping yet, but I'm giving it a real effort.
And like, what causes that problem to happen? Is it genetics? Is it hereditary, or just it could happen to anyone randomly?
According to my knowledge, it is hereditary in your genetics. My father also had a bad thyroid in his 30s, so I don't know. It's hard to tell, and it's amazing how much power the thyroid has over your whole body. I mean, it is the lifeblood for your hormones.
Yeah, that's something that I've heard with other people that I've heard of, celebrities. It's something that could be dealt with. Now, has there been good therapy? I mean, you talked about therapeutics already. So do you think this will be a rapid thing? Like you can get healed quick, or is it something that you might have to deal with for the rest of your life?
I believe it's going to be something I have to deal with the rest of my life, or there's going to come a point where they have to remove it. And then once they remove it, you're 100% on the medication or you die. You know, you can't live without the functions of the thyroid. So yeah, it's pretty much a slow hill battle, but you know, if you're optimistic, if you are trying to be healthy, if you walk every day, you don't have to be a meathead in the gym. If you just get in 20 to 30 minutes, you know, you can live a longer, more prosperous life.
Yeah. Health-wise, you don't have to be excessive. Like you were saying, you could be going 20, 30 minutes at the gym, maybe 45 minutes. I think it's become the standard. For me personally, I've been going to the gym ever since I was 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hitting the treadmill, hitting the weights. But it's an ongoing battle, I guess you could say, you know, because it can get boring, you know. And I've always had, you know, some tough diets on myself. Like I always eat salads, you know, as much as I can. And I try to be just, just be conscious. Obviously, there's some outings that could happen when you go out with friends. You don't want to eat a salad sometimes. You want to eat a steak with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But how health conscious are you normally?
I've always been in exercising. Like I started playing sports when I was like four. I started playing basketball when I was four. So I was always running, jumping, and that just carried. Those habits carried over through middle school, high school, and I've been aware of working out, but the nutrition side was not there. Here in the South, we eat good, you know. We eat biscuits and gravy, bacon, all your favorite fat flavored items, and didn't really think about the nutrition side. But now, yes, I have to definitely watch what I eat more. And there's a difference between being in your 30s and being in your 20s. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're just stepping into your early 30s, right? You're 33, 34?
Yeah, I'll be 35 in May. So right bang dead in the center.
Right there. I am in my late 30s. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely different from your 20s for sure. But yeah, I gotta be more health conscious. Like I always think about, you know, what good vitamins or good supplements to take and things and whatnot. But yeah. So
may I ask you, how come you waited until you were 16 to start working out? Is that so, just what brought to your attention?
Yeah, you know, cause I started to be a little bit obese in my mid teens, I would say. And I became more health conscious, I guess, you know, just wanted to lose weight, go to the gym. I would do research on it. And I always heard in middle and high school that you shouldn't start lifting weights till you're 16 or older because it could stunt your growth. So I waited till then. And before then, I would just, you know, run around, you know, run like a mile or maybe half a mile and whatnot. So I started doing that. And I remember after high school, they had a high school gym. Well, I was waiting for my parents to come pick me up. I would just work out in the high school gym with other athletes or coaches, sometimes some other teachers as well. And yeah, just learning what to eat, you know, little bit of carbs, not too much. Eat a lot of tuna. Fish is very good. It's always been good, right?
Yes.
And and whatnot. So yeah, always been like that. And obviously, you're gonna have dips, Colin. Like, yeah, I mean, I want to have a week off. I want to eat my pizza. I want to eat my barbecue. I want to, you know, eat something from like the gas station. But it's an ongoing battle. But then I see other people they're just naturally thin. They're naturally built. You know,
they are lucky cheaters by accident. They don't mean to cheat, but they're cheating. They have a cheat code called a high metabolism.
Exactly. So it's something that I always wonder about, but at the same time, sometimes you get put extra work. This morning I was having breakfast with this guy that I've known for the past couple of years, and he studies like weight loss, studies about health hardcore, and he's gotten into intermittent fasting where you don't eat till I think until like 2 o'clock or something. And then you can eat pretty much whatever you want. That's what they say. I still think you gotta be cautious, but have you ever tried any type of fasting or intermittent?
Yes, I do believe that intermittent fasting does do wonderful things to your body, because especially when you eat late at night, right? If you jam up your digestive tract, every organ in your body is having to work 10 times harder to break down that food. So now that's a little bit off track, but intermittent fasting gives your body the ability, time to breathe. It flushes things out. It makes it to where you're going to increase your energy without knowing, hey, all I had to do was not eat during this time period, because everyone has I think it's called cardiac rhythm or something, and it's on different scales for different people. I don't know the whole science behind it, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and because the intermittent fasting people, which I listened to a few podcasts actually on that, and they were and they were looking at the word breakfast. So at the syllabus syllable of as for breakfast, that's where intermittent fasting kind of jives in. I've done it, but I didn't see much changes. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I think you would have to like dedicate your body to the next, let's say, 18 weeks. I'm going to intermittent fasting. And then you would have to check and see what are my results after that in order to really get a grasp on how well did intermittent fasting work for you.
Yeah, that's what my other friend said. He said that you got to try it for like a couple months. You can't just do it for a month and expect to see changes. So I guess it's a long-term thing.
Yes. And that kind of segues into the article we're reading by Forbes. I can't believe it's poised or projected to be a $100 billion industry, the fitness tracking, by 2025.
And, yeah. Which I'm going to pull up the article for the audience that are seeing this in on YouTube or video, depending on.
Very cool.
Let me pull this up. Yeah, so wearables has been a commodity, especially since Apple came out with their Apple Watch. Not just Apple itself has a smart wearable, but Google does, Fitbit does, and it really explains, like, these watches, these wearables could track your steps. It can track your heartbeat. I believe it can track blood pressure, some of the technology. And all from your wrist, you know. Yeah. I had an Apple Watch about a couple years ago. It broke, but I never bought one again because it was a little bit expensive. I just feel like I didn't, you know, throw away about $300 or $400.
Too costly. Yeah.
Exactly. But I actually, your iPhone could track your steps. So that's what I really track the most. Do you have an Apple Watch?
I don't, but I'm aware of the, just like the statistics show, one out of every five people have one. And it is a growing commodity that is beneficial to the world. And it taps into artificial intelligence because they, you know, this thing is monitoring you while you're sleeping, while you're walking, whatever you're doing. And if this information can be directed back to your doctor, you know, I think it's going to help improve getting people healthier. You know, I think it's a step in the right direction, especially if you think on the other side that Elon Musk is working on Neuralink to help cure Parkinson's, help cure a broken elbow that's never been able to work before. There's a lot of fascinating scientific data that's coming out with this.
Yeah, another AI-powered personal trainer app is Artifit, which Forbes mentioned it. It uses computer vision via your smartphone camera to give real-time feedback on form and posture. So if you're doing a deadlift, this Artifit app can tell you have bad posture, you're not doing it correctly, or even if you're probably working on the dumbbell, you know?
Yeah. It can literally help perfect your technique. That's extremely awesome.
Yeah. And of course, you know, there is other apps where there's actual trainers that will tell you what to work out, what to eat, and things like that. But I personally have never gotten that far with these fitness apps.
Yeah, I have not either, but we know they're the future. We know they're coming by all the articles and all the people that you see use them. Every time I see people at the gym now, right, that they're looking at their watch and then they time themselves and then they go, you know.
Whole nother technology that has been popular since COVID is home gym equipment, like the Peloton.
Yeah.
And what you've seen is in commercials where you're actually in a spinning class. Mm-hmm. You got to buy the bike, which is probably about $1,000 to purchase. It might be a subscription service, and you have to like you're in the class. The teacher's in New York or in London, and you're able to work out. But I think that's pretty. I mean, that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Because of the pandemic, they locked people down in their own homes. Somebody had to come up with a brilliant idea to say, hey, we're going to make something in real time and other people can still gather and they can get their exercise on. Peloton did just that. It was remarkable.
And for some reason, lately, Peloton's been losing money.
That's because we are sliding back out of the COVID restrictions. But to me personally, they were crazy in the first place. No one's telling me where I'm going. But anyways, they happened. And so psychologically, people still are slowly recovering from that.
Another piece of equipment that Forbes mentioned, this one called Jocks. It creates kettlebells and dumbbells that allow you to alter their weight with the touch of a button. While the Trainer Plus from Vitrivan offers a gym on a platform that includes a whole set of weight training and resistance exercises using one connected platform. So the Jax Jocks has a button and it kind of alters the weight. I think that's pretty awesome. You don't have to buy like five different kettlebells. I need to have one and they'll adjust the weight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think we're going to have to experience a few of these apps, give them a try. And then, sometime next month, we can give somebody an updated version on how we really feel about them.
Exactly. Which we'll leave the links in the description of each of these apps or programs. Another thing, have you heard that Weight Watchers change their name to WW, which has created its own app-based ecosystem that uses AI to monitor what you're eating and activity metrics, including movement and sleep patterns.
I think because of the woke environment that we live in, saying the two words Weight Watchers could offend people, right? So they took off the actual words and said WW and incorporated these two or three artificial intelligence apps.
Weight Watchers is not politically correct, isn't it?
Yeah, Weight Watchers is not. It's not politically correct because you could offend somebody, you could hurt their feelings. But anyways, I'm all for them. WW. My grandmother used Weight Watchers for many years, and it works. The problem is when you get off the program, you gain it back. So
there's a new one called Beachbody. Have you heard of them?
Yes. I know a few people that use them. And I know people in their 50s that have six packs because of Beachbody, that program.
Interesting. All right. Our next in this article, mental health, which is something that's become a little bit of a trend. They mentioned about these two apps, Headspace, which I've heard about, and Calm. They do advertise on Instagram a lot. They're two well-known apps that aim to encourage mindfulness and reduce stress as a tech-driven answer to the challenges of the modern world. Mental health is kind of a new thing, even though it's been around in the human race for a while. But have you ever dealt with mental health, and do you take it serious, or what's your thoughts on that?
I do take it 100% serious. Mental health, that's the new terminology for it, but it's really that kind of digs at the core of depression. Now, a year ago, is when I first experienced what depression was. I never thought that it could possibly happen. I wasn't at first a believer in it. But anyways, if things crumble, things go down, you get depressed as a human individual. But exercising, eating right, doing the things that can help your help you feel good, fit inside your genes better. You know, like 95%, there's like a 95% chance you can remove that depression and have any kind of mental health issues. Now, there's people that are psychotic, there's people that are crazy. You know, it's kind of a open dialogue or open word that people tap into.
Yeah, it's for sure something that I've heard for the past couple of years. We all have stress. I do believe that. And I believe we have our lows. And, you know, yeah, it could be low as a depression. And that's something that I guess you got to help yourself get out of that funk. Have you ever used Headspace or Calm?
I have not.
I have not, but I've never gotten into meditation or yoga. Have you?
I have gotten into yoga, and you know, if you study animals, right? What does a cat or a dog do every morning? It stretches. That's like it's human nature. So I've incorporated that. Like I don't do a full 30-minute hot yoga session, but I make sure I stretch every morning so that I'm loose and I'm fluid.
Yeah, I think we all have to have our routines in the every day. Like for me, I get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock to go to the gym. Oh, and I kind of feel good. It's not like I need to go to make myself feel better, but it feels like I'm being productive for my health. Another thing is preparation. That's something that I think that helps my mental health, I can say, where I need to study. For example, for the show, I study. I read the article. I prepare the streaming. I prepare the notes, things like that. And I feel better. I don't feel that I have anxiety, and it makes the show smoother.
100% preparation is the key to a successful life. You know, discipline is the other word that is the key to life. If you don't have discipline, like Mike Tyson says, you don't have nothing. You must have that.
Exactly. And a lot of these athletes, you know, they definitely do the same thing. Not just like, for example, Tom Brady. He uses his program TB12 to get his body conditioned for football games. That's why he's been lasting this long. He's 45. Yeah. This could be his like he might not play again for Tampa. But he's thinking about playing again for another team next season.
Wow. You know? I thought he would ride his career out in Tampa. Is he really considering moving?
He hasn't said a word. So it's a little bit mysterious. But I think being prepared, doing routines. Besides getting up, what other routines do you get yourself to get yourself mentally prepared for anything?
Routines. It's kind of like it's built in my DNA now. Like if I'm like you, I don't go at a certain time every day, but I make sure I go to the gym 30 minutes a day, no matter what's going on in the world. I don't care if I'm at a hotel, if I'm on a cruise, if I'm walking up the lake, I set aside 30 minutes to try to get my heart rate above somewhere between 120 and 130 BPM. That way, later on throughout the day, my metabolism is working higher. Even though I'm older, it's still beneficial to you no matter what age you are.
There you go. All right. So this part of the show, we're going to talk about our goals for this year, 2023. And I'll go first. I've been doing my health goals for the past couple of months already. So I'm kind of just going to continue it this year. I've been doing the walking or doing 10,000 steps a day. minimum 5,000 a day. So 5 to 10,000 a day. And I've always thought about joining CrossFit or like Orange Theory, but it's just way too high the price because you're going to spend about 150 to 200. So I don't think I'll do it this year, to be honest. It'd be really rare if I did. But I did start doing spinning classes last year, and I'm going to continue doing that. So I for sure want to get more into high interval exercising. And yeah, 10,000 steps is a good number. I've tried to do 15,000 steps. That's very hard to do. That's a lot of walking, but yes, 10 is the right number.
Have you had a lot of good experience by doing the classes?
Yes. Classes for spinning has been good. I like it. It's a little bit like I've been to two different instructors. One is a little bit more tougher than the other. Mm-hmm. But you feel a good sweat to it for sure. So, and yeah, how about you?
I used to sell gym memberships. So, and I just kind of started doing classes shortly thereafter, and I was right. blown away on how much more do you push yourself in a class than you do by yourself, you know?
Yeah, correct. I think I actually do agree with that because other people will push you as well.
Especially if you got a teacher that like is in your face, like, go, call 5, 4, 3, you know, they're like, you know, somebody just literally push you across the edge to go the extra mile.
It's always not a good it's always not a bad thing. So what are your goals for 2023?
My health goals, they tie into my actual health. I want to get my thyroid fixed so that I would love to start working out anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a day. You know, I used to be an extreme athlete. I could do backflips all day. I could, you know, any type of sport. I was pretty good at it except skateboarding. Never was much of a skateboarder. But anyways, I would like to get back to a somewhat healthy regimen of actual running, sit-ups, push-ups, like really get back on the grind.
The simple exercises like push-ups and doing crunches could be sufficient, you know. Mm-hmm.
And it's all about just how you feel, like.
Right.
With this thyroid, it's like I'm sluggish, you know. I'm still a young man, but I'm sluggish, and I want to remove that, whatever it is slowing me down, and get back on the horse, because I've got things to do, you've got things to do, and we've got a podcast to blow up, so we need high energy.
Well, there you go. 2023 goals, health. Colin, give us a preview for next week's show.
Next week's show. I have it written down at my house, so I will actually have to deliver it to you then. But one thing we do know is we're going to have a different topic each week. But the fourth week of each month, we're going to have a new guest. So it's never going to be the same. If we want the same, we would turn on CNN or turn on Fox. And watch that garbage. We're going to give you something new each week.
And can you give us a preview for our guest, or should we just wait till next week to give that preview?
I've got two or three in mind. I didn't know if you have two or three in mind.
You show me the potentials, and I liked it. I couldn't debate against them. So
okay. Well, we're definitely going to make it happen because that's part of the Sleon and Kirk show. We get three new topics, one new guest a month. And we're going to keep it fresh.
And Colin, what is the best way to reach you online?
Best way to reach me online is Instagram at CALLIN11. And again, that's at CALLIN11.
And you can reach me at Sleon, SLEON on Twitter and Instagram, and also YouTube, which you can find this show on YouTube, youtube.com/Sleon, SLEON. Another wrap up, Colin, Sleon, and Kirk.
I appreciate it, my man. You're a professional as always, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys. Cheers.